Christianity is not another religion to be added, but it is a life connected with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. In verse 3, we read that through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We don't read in the New Testament about risen from death, but risen from dead. And the difference is big. Risen from death is known for the believer in the Old Testament, unknown for the normal people. When the Lord Jesus talked to Martha, she said, yes, I know that he will rise again. But here he's giving a new hope. A new hope connected to him, resurrected from the dead. And this is our hope as Christians, that we are waiting for not resurrection as others, but we are waiting for the second coming of the Lord Jesus. And even so, if it happens that we went to be with the Lord, we will be rose again. And that's what the Apostle Paul wanted to encourage the saints. So during the tribulations that they pass through. And we read in verse 6 that it is, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. It is must that the believers go through trials. We read that in 2 Timothy 3:12. And in Acts 9:16, the Lord said to Hananiah that I will show him how much he should suffer. Why it is must? Because I remember in the school we have some questions that is optional, not mandatory. And we usually start with the optional questions that some of them are easy. Because if the Lord came to me today and said, I want to give you suffering, if is it optional, none of the believers will take it. But he wants to convert. He wants to transfer this tribulation, this suffering, into eternal weight of glory. This is why he wanted us to go through this. And then we go to the suffering of Christ. This is a perfect example. We heard many words repeated. There is seven times speaking about the suffering of Christ here. This is suffering in Derby translation, it says belonging to Christ. This is not our suffering. The suffering of Christ is something only him went through it, that to encourage us. But in the rest of the epistle, we find 16 times mentioned suffering and 17 times mentioned glory. So the glory is more. The glory at the end will win. He didn't share us in his suffering, but he will share us as the assembly in his glory. This epistle of Peter, we can compare it also with the epistle of Ephesus. Peter speaks about the believer in their walking in the wilderness. Ephesus, we are already seated in the heavenly places. In Ephesus, we find that we are fighting with the host of wickedness in the heavenlies. But here in Peter, we find that we are facing a roaring lion. He's close to us. He is in the earth, close to us. And in both, we need the word of God. Peter, in the first apostle, 5:1, he was witness for the suffering of Christ. And in the second apostle, 1:17, he was witness for the glory of Christ.